going on, guys? Anthony here, or sorry, AJ here. Been trying to correct that. Back again with another episode of the E1B2 podcast. I want to talk about employee survey development. I want to talk about that. One brief thing that I want to talk about is I want to talk about the importance of planning the resources needed to implement the change based off of the data that you're going to collect. So let me get practical here, tangible here. What I'm noticing in the marketplace today, and when I say the marketplace, I mean businesses, small businesses, startups, things of that nature. What I'm noticing is let's say they want to get feedback on their learning and development tools, okay? And so let's say they put out a 15-20 question survey, give the employees the evening to work on it, and it's expected to be, you know, kind of completed in 48 hours. Let's just say that's the goal, right? There's a multitude of questions around the tools themselves, the mindset maybe the leaders have around learning and development, and if, you know, the company, the brand itself needs to change certain things about the tool, certain things about the actual content itself in the learning and development kind of tool and process and program. They're trying to get a good gauge and feedback on if what they're doing from an L&D perspective is working. What they didn't do, what most brands don't do, is they don't plan the resources needed to implement change before they actually put out the survey. So this is a more nuanced operational conversation I want to have. If you are an HR leader, or if you are a people leader, or if you are someone that is working within a smaller or startup type environment, what you need to be able to do is you need to be able to go to your executives, go to your CEO, go to your CTO, go to your COO, whoever your direct report is, or maybe hopefully cross your fingers, you are part of that executive team. You need to bring up the fact that maybe you guys don't have an exact number in mind on what the resources are going to be needed to actually implement the change based off of the feedback that you get from the surveys, but you guys have to have some sort of a framework and position around it, and a system and a process and a thought pattern around how you're going to obtain these resources, and have that set to the side for the inevitable results and data that you're going to receive. That is one thing that I'm not seeing that I think more brands need to think about. So instead of in October putting out a survey and trying to get that feedback and then scrambling for 3 months to get the resources, within those 3 months, your employees are already thinking to themselves, nothing's going to change. I have no idea why I filled out that resume. Their perspectives and their perception of the brand is going to diminish. A lot of bad things can happen if you let 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months go without having the resources to actually implement the change. So what I would recommend, and what I would do, and what I'm going to do once I build out this team here with the E1B2 Collective, is I'm going to make sure there's a certain amount of resources that are allocated every single month towards what we inevitably need to change, right? So there's going to be, I don't know, call it the change account, call it whatever you want to call it, but what I'm going to be doing with this account, what I'm going to be doing with this pocket of money, is when I am ready to put out a survey to my employees to understand how I can grow, what we can do better as an organization, I'm already going to have resources ready to allocate towards it. Now, maybe I don't have enough, but maybe I have 60% of it. Maybe I have 90% of it. Maybe I have 40% of it, but at least I have something. So maybe instead of that 3 month, 4 month, 6 month window that I need to actually save up extra ancillary income to make a change, it only takes me 45 days. It only takes me 15 days. It only takes me 2 weeks, whatever the case is going to be. So that's something I think a lot of people that are in leadership positions directly impacting and working with the employees that they're not thinking about. Push your CFO, push your COO, push your CEO to make sure they're planning the resources needed to actually implement the change. So when you put out that survey, once you get back that data, you can have the autonomy, the ability, the overall capability to immediately make the decisions needed, spend and allocate the resources needed to implement the changes based off of the data. This is all about speed, guys, and it's all about perception, right? Because I guarantee you, Derek, Andrew, and Sarah are going to negatively look at you as the people leader and the overall organization poorly if it takes 6 months to actually implement the change they put down. So the next time you put out a survey, they're going to bullshit the survey. I'm just going to call it what it is. I was actually going to try to make it more polite, but I'm going to give it to you straight. They're going to bullshit the survey because nothing actually changed. And then let's say, God forbid, you come up with the resources and you have the ability to actually make some changes 7, 8, 9 months down the road. They're going to look at you and say, it took you that long? what was the ins and outs of that? And they're still going to look at you in a different light. I think the only way that you can get by not saving and understanding and planning the resources beforehand that are going to be needed to implement change is, I think, if you're completely transparent and honest. So if you were to put out a survey around trying to understand the overall productivity and efficiency and the overall value of your current learning and development tools and systems and programs, what you could say is, look, you could send out an email, you could have one-on-one conversations, you could hold a fireside chat where you explain to them directly and be transparent. Look, we wanted to put out this survey to get engaged. What we are now going to do is, I can promise you, we're going to put everything in our power, all of our energy, all of our being, all of our mental capacity into figuring out what we need financially to get this job done and bring you guys the results that you're looking for. Here are a few ideas that we're thinking. Send that over in another survey and have them kind of give you some feedback. And then promise them that you guys are going to be working out the resources and figuring things out and keep them updated every 2 to 3 weeks. That is the only way that I think you can have a forgiving, compassionate, kind of empathetic, you know, team that can really be patient around putting these systems and these variables in place and not push you or rush you or look down upon you for not making shit happen. That is one of the best ways, one of the most simple ways, and one of the most honest and authentic ways to execute that. And so that is something maybe to think about if you guys did not or do not have the resources to put to the side before you actually put out the survey, but you really need and you want to put out the survey to be able to get some feedback, engage what is happening, what people are thinking, what people are feeling. So yeah, those are my thoughts. Those are my perspectives. I hope that was valuable. Just one man's opinion. And as always, I appreciate you all, and have a good evening or day or morning or whatever time it is for you when you're listening to this. Thanks a lot.